poll, plurality of voters think leaving U.S. residents in Afghanistan is a national humiliation. By Catherine Hamilton on September 17, 2021. Most likely voters think leaving thousands of U.S. green card holders behind in Afghanistan is a national humiliation, according to a Rasmussen poll released Friday. Those polled were asked if they agree with a statement from Senator Ben Sasse, R.N.E., who denounced Secretary of State Antony Blinken after he admitted U.S. green card holders are still stuck in Afghanistan during a Monday testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? This is a national humiliation. President Biden abandoned thousands of these American residents behind Taliban lines to fend for themselves. He has a duty to bring every single American citizen and green card holder home? The survey asked. 70% of voters agree with Sasse, including 51% who strongly agree. Only 25% disagree and 10% strongly disagree. Along party lines, 87% of Republicans believe the abandonment is a national humiliation. More than half of Democrats, 56%, also agree, along with 70% of unaffiliated voters. Likely voters were also asked, testifying to Congress this week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said several thousand green card holders have been left behind in Afghanistan. How likely is it that these Americans in Afghanistan will be used as hostages by the Taliban? Among those polled, 73% say U.S. residents will likely be used as hostages by the Taliban. 48% say it is very likely. Only 16% think a hostage situation is unlikely and 11% are unsure. Democrats, 63%, Republicans, 84%, and unaffiliated voters, 74%, all say it is at least somewhat likely the Taliban will use Americans in Afghanistan as hostages. However, President Joe Biden's strongest supporters are least likely to worry about the potential of a hostage situation in Afghanistan, according to the poll. The survey of 1,000 U.S. likely voters was conducted on September 15 to 16, 2021. The margin of sampling error is plus/minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.